Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome all my rockaholics out there in Radio Land. It is time yet again for another thrilling, exciting installment of, you guessed it, Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, coming at you live each and every week on Wednesday, 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. That's on LA Talk Radio Channel 1, iHeartRadio, iTunes, YouTube, Spreaker, SoundCloud, Sonos, Google Play, and we are also now syndicated on all Amazon Alexa devices. Again, this is Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with your awesome hostess with the mostest, Jennifer DeVoe, and my awesome co-host, James Muse, a.k.a. JJ, a.k.a. my business partner, co-host, as well as the husband.
The husband. How
JJ,
you doing, beautiful?
What's up, JJ?
How are you?
Oh, I'm lovely, except for the fact that our guest is not in the studio with us yet.
Must be stuck in traffic.
Yeah, the old stuck in traffic crap. Okay, gotcha. Yeah, hopefully that's the case. But anyway, we have rocker chick Sonia Harley on the show this week.
Probably.
And we're going to be playing some of her songs, talking about her projects and different things that she's been doing over the years. She's a rock singer. She's been in the industry for quite some time, and she used to hang out with Lemmy Kilmister from Motorhead, and she's been signed to Motorhead's label. So we'll be talking about some of that and playing some of her songs. We have five songs that we're going to be playing today, so it's going to be an exciting show today. We're also going to hear from some of our past guests. Quickly, of course. But so let's see. What did we do this week? You want to kick it off? What's some things that we've done lately?
We went to, what was that, Sunday?
Yes, Sunday.
We went to Lucky Strike, and we seen
Lucky Strike where?
Oh, in Hollywood, and Highland.
I always tell the location of our venues.
Very nice place.
Very wonderful. They started doing concerts there again. A lot of the bands have been really huge bands over the years, but they're starting to open it up again now to more local L.A. talent.
Yes.
So we went there Sunday night, and we checked out some bands. For our entertainment company, Get Real Global Entertainment, which is who is producing this lovely radio show.
Absolutely.
And we are the awesome owners of that entertainment company. So go check out Get Real Global Entertainment. You can check us out at Get Real Global Ent, E-N-T, getrealglobalent.com. Go check out our website. If you'd like to become a sponsor of our show or advertise on our show, just hit me up at getrealglobalent@gmail.com. And you can also hit me up on Facebook, which is Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, or my personal page, Jennifer DeVoe. Or you can also hit us up at Get Real Global Entertainment LLC on Facebook, as well as we have Twitter, which is Jenny's Real Talk. And we also have Instagram, Jenny's Real Talk. So check us out. Hit us up on there if you would like to, again, sponsor our show, which we're always looking for sponsors.
All the time.
And advertisers. Because our show is becoming quite popular because we're now on iHeartRadio.
Yay!
And I just got asked to do radio spots for a radio station in Maine.
Yay!
Woo! Yes. I got hit up today by Jason Hill.
Thank you.
Thank you. He's from a radio station in Holton, or it's in Monticello, Maine, actually. I'm going to find out.
Childhood friend.
Yes, he's from my high school, and he is a radio DJ as well at a radio station in Maine. So he has asked me to do some spots for his show because there's not enough females, being heard over there on their radio stations. So I'm very honored. Thank you, Jason Hill, for asking me to do spots on your show.
Very nice.
I think that's exciting news. And then so, but Sunday we checked out the concert and we had a great time. And we went there to see Foe.
Yes.
Which has been on our show before. For go check out our my episode that we put out, Friend or Foe. And, but it's Foe. The band is FOE, so go check it out. And also we had was a Dirty Machine, who has been on our show twice now. And as you as if you're paying attention, awesome, great group of guys, six dudes, awesome. There is David Dirty Davo Leach. So David Charles Leach, check him out on Facebook, but it's Dirty Davo is his name, stage name. There is the drummer, he's the lead singer. Drummer is Mike Weekly, a.k.a. Nightmare is his name, stage name, Nightmare. He wears the most awesome masks. And then also got Darren Davis, who is the guitarist and the backup vocals. He does he's the other guy that does the vocals with David.
Yeah,
like that. And then Nathan Youngblood, who plays Nathan Young. Check him out on Facebook. It's Nathan Young, but it's Youngblood Productions. Go check him out. He puts on some really great concerts and shows all over the L.A. Area and even down in Orange County. So go check him out. Youngblood Productions. There's Nathan Young. He's the bassist.
Yeah.
And there's Arnold Quesada. He is their other guitarist.
Oh, okay.
And then there's DJ Escusa. DJ. He is their their DJ. He's their he does like the turntable. It sounds really incredible. It's very digital. It's really incredible. They're a new form called new metal.
He actually uses vinyl.
Oh yeah. Okay, that's cool. Yeah. And it's
no
new
CDs
and they play new metal. They're called a genre of new called new metal. Mm-hmm. It's where they infuse rap elements, rap and raw, like hip hop elements into metal, which is really cool. It's a nice crossover. I like how they do it. They're pretty hardcore. So go check out especially their new album album Discord that just got landed in May. Check that out. There's a song Discord, Seeds, Victory. They have a lot of great songs. You got to check it out. So Dirty Machine, go check them out. Dirty Machine Band on Facebook, the Dirty Machine Band on Instagram and Twitter. Go check them out. And then there's also we saw Fracture. Who I am looking to get on the show soon.
Man.
They're a very big heavy metal band.
Oh man, they sound good.
Incredible. Four guys, two brothers from where did he say
South Carolina? Yeah,
I think he said South Carolina. Really awesome guys. You'll love them. We're gonna be getting them on the show soon.
If you like metal,
you'll like these guys. They're pretty hardcore. So check them out. We're trying to get them on the show February or March. So just stay tuned for that. Then we also had Chasing Desolation.
Yeah,
we're looking to get them on the show too. There was that song "Take Me to Church." They did their own version of that. It was freaking incredible. It was heavy, really heavy sounding, and it was really great. We caught the very tail end of their set.
Yeah.
I do apologize for that. We caught that one song, but they were freaking incredible enough for me to notice to immediately walk up and give them a business card. So we're hoping to get them on the show soon too. So stay tuned for future guests. Next week we have radio DJ and host from LA Talk Radio, Cynthia Hammer.
Yeah.
Her show called Hammer Away. We're going to be bringing her on next week on December 6th. So be checking that out. We've got some really great artists coming up. We have a couple authors too coming up in December. So we'll talk about that also. But we have, again, like I said, Sonya Harley, which she must be stuck in traffic, I hope. But
give us a call though to let us know.
Give us a call and
what's the number, baby?
Well, just the number is 323-203-0815. It's 323-203-0815. It's business time, and here I want you to listen about my friend Allison Masson from Metal Babe Mayhem. Go check out mbm.com. It's Metal Babe Mayhem. You can check out her clothing line, her jewelry line, and also she's a rock journalist.
Yeah.
She writes about all kinds of different bands. She also has services now where she can help you to get more followers, more listeners, and to help you promote your band and your local everything more now. And also she does a playlist. We got Sonya Harley coming the hell up in the place. Hello. It's Sonya Harley. What's up?
How are you?
And we got Dr. Frankie. We got Dr. Frankie. How are you guys doing?
Doing good.
All right. Yes, we were talking about you and all your wonderfulness.
Oh, awesome.
Yes, we were
Is
like...
Is this where you want me? Should I be right here?
You can be wherever you want to be.
Awesome, okay.
Whichever seat makes you happy. You're looking stunning, by the way.
Thank you very much.
I like your little hair.
I like the
going
hat.
On with the hat.
You like the hat? Yeah. Thank you. It's like I'm going to be the captain of a ship, you know what I mean?
Well, yeah. I think you look like you'd be a good captain.
You know? Thank you.
Yes, you got it going on.
Awesome.
We were just talking about some shows that we've been covering lately, different concerts and whatnot at Lucky Strike in Hollywood.
Heck yeah.
Yeah, so we're looking to maybe throw some shows there ourselves, so it's looking pretty cool.
Yeah, it's a nice band.
Yeah, some great bands.
Our band performed there. We actually went there right before we did Motorhead's Motorboat.
Awesome.
Yeah, which was really fun. And then we recently played there again about 2 months ago.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, yeah.
That's great.
So tonight we'll be doing a meet and greet at the Vampire Lounge in
Beverly
Hills.
Ooh, that's wonderful.
From like 8:30 until 11. I won't get there, though, until maybe about 9:30 because I have to stay in between.
Well, you're a rocker chick, so, you know.
Thank you.
Yeah, we understand that.
Yeah, come on out, though, you guys. Like,
well, I would love to. Are we on the list? Because I would come out to that.
Yeah, you can. Yeah, just say my name at the door, and you'll be fine.
Okay.
You'll be absolutely fine.
All right. Well, we look forward to that. The Vampire Lounge. I've heard of that place.
Lounge.
I've heard of the place. I just haven't been there before.
No, okay. No, I never heard of it, so...
You never heard of it?
No.
I call all of my fans vampires and werewolves, so it's like hashtag vamp wolf.
I like that.
Do you like it?
Because I like vampires.
And I like
werewolves.
Okay, good.
Because I watch a lot of True Blood.
Oh, my God.
It's my favorite. One of my favorite shows.
My
and
favorite.
Supernatural.
Supernatural, too.
Oh, yeah. I love that stuff.
Buffy. Charmed.
Dean Clark. Yeah.
I just don't do Twilight.
Yeah, I watched Twilight, though. Twilight was actually, I interviewed Boo Boo Stewart.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It was really, really fun.
I know who that is.
Cool guy. And, yeah, but vampire movie, vampire everything, like freaking Gary Oldman in Interview with the Vampire. Oh, my gosh. Like,
yes. That was, the whole movie was excellent. I like that
And
kind
Tom
of stuff.
Cruise was in there, too,
Yes,
right?
Tom Cruise and Brad Pitt.
Ow!
Oh, and Christian Slater.
Wow.
Everybody and their motherfucking brother was in that damn movie. I'm just saying. Just saying. We just covered Ozfest meets Knotfest.
Oh, awesome.
That was a blast. We had so much fun at that.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
That was so much fun. 2 days.
I know,
2 days.
2 days of awesomeness.
You know, one of my guitar players, Johnny Blade, actually.
I know that guy.
You know Johnny?
I know the name, yes.
He works with Ozfest. He works a lot of the festivals and stuff.
Yeah, I know that name. That name is synonymous with rock stuff.
Yeah, he's pretty rad.
Yes.
And Robbie Duran. He's pretty rad, too.
Exactly.
Yeah, and I got
all
Charles
stuff.
Wiley on drums and Robert Cruz on bass, and yeah.
See, you got a good crew.
Thank you.
You're going to do just fine. okay, so I see you were featured on VH1. What was going on with that one?
That was for the Motorhead's Motorboat Cruise.
Okay, so you did the motor. Oh, the cruise.
I did the cruise.
Yes.
Yeah, we did the cruise. We went
awesome.
To Miami, and then we went to Nassau to the Bahamas.
Oh.
And I did the UDR showcase, and was under the under Singerman Entertainment, which has like Anthrax and Motor.
I heard
Motorhead.
You guys signed to that label.
You know what? We were talking.
Okay, so you're looking at signing
with
them?
Yeah, we were talking, but and Todd is a very, very cool guy. He's very instructional with, like, direction and things of that nature.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? So at that time, my label mates were, or I would say management mates, were Butterside.
Okay.
And, of course, there was a guy named Nick Kai who plays guitar, like Prodigy, really amazing. So, yeah, there's been a long journey since coming from Motorhead's Motorboat. You know what I mean?
I miss him.
A lot of cool things since then.
I miss my Mr. Kilmister.
Oh, I know.
It really bothers me. Because on my old radio show, I used to play Ace of Spades and a bunch of his other songs.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? From Motorhead. And I love the fact that one of my favorite wrestlers, Hunter Hearst Helmsley, Triple H, is his favorite.
That's my boyfriend's favorite wrestler, too.
His favorite. He's one of my favorite wrestlers. And his two songs that he always used, but now it's the new one, King of the... Was it King of the... Oh, damn it. I'm trying to remember the name of it.
I know.
There's the new one. He's got two songs.
Trying to play the game.
Yes, he's got that one. And then he's got the new one that he started using. But they're both from Motorhead. Because that's his favorite band in the whole wide world. Bow down to the king or something.
Okay.
He's like really hardcore. And Lemmy did those songs for him.
Wow.
Really?
Those were personal songs that he made for
just for the wrestling theme.
Just for Triple H.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Because Triple H, he knew that Triple H was his favorite, was his probably one of his biggest fans, so he made those songs for him. And I thought that was awesome.
Who knows?
Yeah,
Lemmy seemed like a really down to earth guy.
He was.
I sat in his chair a few months ago.
At the Rainbow?
Yeah,
I went and had a picture.
Yeah.
Can you go there?
Yes, yeah. And I went and I had my picture taken in his chair and all that stuff. I was like, oh my God, I'm sitting
Did
in Lemmy
Kilmister's
chair.
I know.
I got a picture of a statue too. I was really pissed off because I love Motorhead and I loved Lemmy Kilmister because I thought he was one of the most awesome people on the planet. And it just pissed me off when he passed away last year.
I think a lot of people are really upset because it's kind of like, damn, you know, like
he's only in his
our
late
60s, excuse to really rock super hard is like, so now we just have to.
It's okay. We
rock
can still party. We can still party with people like Avenged Sevenfold and.
I like Avenged
have you
Sevenfold.
Have you met Dirty Machine yet? They're some of our buddies. They're
you know what?
They're
Didn't
a heavy
they,
metal band.
Did they? Dirty Machine? Were they? Oh yeah,
they just toured with ICP too.
Okay, I know what you're talking about. Yeah. I know exactly.
Yeah,
who they
just
are
toured
now.
With ICP. So
I haven't really met all of them, but I know
they're
Bria.
Bria. I love Bria.
Yeah, Bria's great.
Bria's
yeah.
the best. We just saw them. They were playing at the Lucky Strike in Hollywood on Sunday night.
Okay, yeah.
They played with Fracture and Foe and Chasing Desolation.
I bet that was a good freaking show. It was a really good show.
Really nice.
So the way you're saying it,
we're looking forward to seeing you play.
Oh
also.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I'll definitely let you guys know when.
Yeah. We would love
when
to
we're
come out
play
and
next.
Cover one of your shows. We like to do media coverage at different concerts.
I love
that.
That's
it's
what
fun.
Wes and Melissa Anderson would do for Unseen Rockwell Unseen magazine.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He always totally goes out to like all of the shows because for him, in order for him to talk about an artist, he's like, I need to experience it for myself.
Amen.
That's what I love about
Amen,
Wes.
Because if I don't see you, like anyone can be a singer. It's freaking L.A., okay? Oh, my God. I'm a rapper. I'm a hip-hop artist. I'm a singer. And then you hear their shit. And you're like,
ugh,
this is
okay.
shit. And okay, I'm leaving now.
Exactly. You're like,
and
okay,
I look, and that's how I discover most of the people that I discover is not just through other radio shows and other things like that. I discover them by watching them in concert.
Yeah.
I go to these shows to because somebody says, hey, can you come check out our stuff? I go check them out and I find like three or four other bands in the process.
Got it. Yeah.
Now if they suck, I'm not gonna have them on my show. We've seen bands that sucked and I don't and invite them on my show because I'm a picky bitch.
Exactly. No, it's not that. You just can't promote that.
No, like, I can't promote crap. I don't promote crap.
The human spirit
people.
Is at stake here, people. Make us feel good.
Exactly. I promote. As yet, I listened to your music, and it was like, yeah.
Right on.
That's
Thank
what I'm saying.
You.
That's you want something that really like moves you, hits you, makes you want to like get up, dance, go, headbang.
Yeah.
You know, that
you know what?
Stuff.
It's a dream of mine. Pocket Full of Nails.
Yeah.
You're gonna bleed, you know, with that
yeah,
part.
Yeah,
of my,
yeah, that was awesome.
I would freaking love for. Well, there's a wrestler guy that we met. His name is the Ildrake. He's really really cool. He's
what's
like,
his name?
Ildrake.
Oh, no, that name sounds familiar.
It's like Eli Drake.
Oh, okay.
But he is the champion right now
for what?
Impact Wrestling.
Oh, okay. I've
it's
heard
Impact
of them.
Wrestling.
I've heard of
them.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
And they're really cool. So I mean, a dream of mine would be to have totally freaking have. Pocket Full of Nails, at least that section as a walk-on. You're gonna bleed.
Totally.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I can just hear it and see it, and like so. Yeah. Christmas.
I have a TV show that we're working on right now. It's in the works,
yeah.
and I'm gonna need like certain types of songs for certain type, because I have like three or four shows that we're working on, but we need music for the, so I would rather use the people who've been on my show that I am friends. I've become friends with all the people that have been on my show.
Okay,
so
awesome.
We all, you know, hang out, go to their other shows, covered media coverage.
Yeah,
and we just got told this last week we're family.
Yeah,
I almost cried, dude. I almost cried, nice. Dude. He called it out from the stage. He said we were family.
Good, and that's like, that's all that Lemmy would talk about. You know, family like when they're family because they have your back.
Family is who you make them, not necessarily who's your blood relative.
Trust me, I have blood relative that is so
scandalous.
Not my family till it's ridiculous.
Scandalous,
like, yeah, very far
and,
from what.
And
you would
they don't want you to succeed in life.
Not at all. They're the worst ones. Suck. They're the ones stopping you, right?
Yeah. Ooh.
You know what? That's so funny to me because. People would think, oh my gosh, your family's so supportive and they're going to help you do this. And like, they're the main ones that are just like.
They're haters. Fucking haters. They're like, oh no, you can't do that.
You
no,
do that.
You're not.
That's never going to work for you. Nobody's ever going
to
get
and,
it.
And you know what? And you know what we have to say to them? What do we have to say to them, Sonia? A big F you.
Fuck you. It's Christmas time. Fuck you. Fuck you.
Exactly. That sounded so beautiful. I almost cried. I gotta really go see this woman now.
I need some tissue.
I see you have a Sonia Harley jewelry line about to be mass distributed and
yeah, we're doing some stuff. We had a couple of pieces that were available and now they have to make some of them, I guess, because there's no more left in that bin. It's like it's with a lady, her name is Janet.
Okay.
And she has been doing it, I guess, for a while. So now she's coming over, actually, is it
tomorrow?
She's coming over tomorrow.
That's
so
awesome.
We can talk about the new pieces so that they could, you know, because they're going to mass market. You know what I mean?
That's awesome.
So, each of the pieces kind of have a special meaning behind them. And when you get the jewelry, you'll get like a whole little thing that goes with it.
Put that bitch on Etsy.
Okay.
Everything sells on damn Etsy.
Does it really?
I say it because I have a friend of mine, June Jesse, you know who you are. I can't say her real name. She's had stalkers. She has sold her. I'm not joking. We had to change her name. But does a line on Etsy, and Sharon Osbourne has bought pieces from her. It was a candy corn collection. She did candy corn earrings, necklace,
ooh,
ring, like the whole nine yards.
Yeah.
And Sharon Osbourne bought the whole collection.
What did she make it out of?
She takes candy corn and she puts a glaze over it, like a heart, and it hardens.
Ah, so you can see the candy.
Yeah,
corn, like,
so you
right
see
it,
but
oh,
it's like,
rad.
Yeah, it's like rosin and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's really cool. But she puts the little things through it and all that before it hardens.
Okay.
So yeah, but she's amazing at jewelry. So Sharon Osbourne bought that whole collection, and then what's her name? Damn it, Miley Cyrus bought a ring from her and featured it on what's the one with Jimmy. Is it Jimmy Fallon? No, the other one.
Jimmy Kimmel?
Jimmy Kimmel.
Oh, or
it was one of them.
Jimmy
it was one of them. One of the big shows.
The one
shows.
That's like on the corner down
yeah,
there?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, yeah.
It was one of the big ones.
Okay,
one
yeah.
of the big shows.
Yeah.
So I was like, that's pretty banging, man. She wore your ring on fucking TV, dude.
That's
heck
good.
Yeah.
On a major broadcast. That's like huge. Like,
yeah, that's
publicity.
Really huge. It's like,
so you know what I mean? Like, that's what I'm saying. You can do anything now. It's crazy. The
long
world
as you
has
have
just
support,
opened up. Exactly.
You know, and you do it from your heart, and people see that.
Okay,
you're real.
When he says the Ronnie Cancer Fund, is that the Ronnie James Dio?
Ronnie James Dio. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it says you raised $49,000 at the bowl.
Yeah, that's how much we raised. For
was
the
it
last
the one
bowl.
When they did at the? Yeah, the one they did at the bowl.
At the bowl. Yeah, at the bowling alley. Pins.
Yeah, yeah.
So that was really fun.
Yeah,
that was a lot of cool
that's,
people that came and hung out.
That's nice, though. That's what I'm saying. You do something like that.
Yeah, I get to bowl with some really fun people.
Bowling
you know what I mean?
Is fun.
Right. Yeah.
We should go bowling sometime.
Yeah, we should.
And
it'll
film
be really
it.
Cool.
And film it.
I have bowling shoes. I wear them, but I really wear them because I think they're rad. And golf shoes as well because it's like,
dude,
you got to stay on top of your game.
Hell yeah.
I got some freaking golf shoes and they look so rad with the fishnets on with them. Just like, psh, She's walk through life with like
that's awesome. She's like a, what was that? She's like a black punky Brewster. A black punky Brewster.
You know, I've heard that before.
Like the clothes, but no, the clothing. I love it though. Like you're like my daughter. My daughter and I do the same shit. We wear all this mismatched like crazy shit.
I don't like to match that.
No, but that's what I'm saying. We wear the crazy. Well, we're from Maine. We do weird shit like that.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's like don't try to explain.
Lemmy told me. He said, you remind me of Madonna. He was like, you remind me of Madonna.
Yes, Madonna does like, that shit.
He's like, except you have a much better voice.
That's awesome. He totally dissed Madonna.
He's like, you didn't say it. I said it. I'm like, I love Madonna. I think she's right.
I love Madonna, too.
I like everything about her. You know?
I don't know about this last 10 years or so, but whatever. Madonna, I like her old school
stuff. For me, Madonna is the epitome of two words. Never stop.
Amen.
She reinvents herself.
Yeah.
That's
she
what you
is
do.
Always making an avenue or paving a way or a new road that has not been traveled with her visual and with the music. Like she has a way of tapping in to what America wants to hear or what the world wants to hear.
Very true.
And then she has hits and people love them and they buy them.
Amen.
And it's Madonna. Yeah. You know what I mean?
And, so, and that name alone just sells the whole
thing. She's rad. She's just altogether rad.
Ooh. What's this? I see you received an entertainment award.
Yeah, with Lucky Strike Films, which was really fun.
Ooh, nice. Ooh. I've actually heard of them.
Yeah, and I got a few movies that I'm coming out in with them. So I do a lot of different things on the
side. That's,
you know?
But that's awesome that you're getting more things out like that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That's good to see your upcoming films. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and I have jingles. You know, I do jingles as well.
And you'll be playing at our concerts.
No. Yeah, I will. Hey, you let me know.
No, well, we're not like the whiskey, however. We believe in throwing together things that make sense. Not a country band, a rock band, and a heavy metal band in the same fucking night, because that just goddamn does not work. I'm sorry. If you're going to do metal, one night's all metal, one night's all rock, regular classic rock or hard rock, and then one night's all rap. Well, you know what I mean? You don't mess with that crap.
I got you.
But they just like to do the whole like jam it all together shit. So that's on them. Hey, if it works for you, keep going for it.
Keep going, man. Let the music
I discover
rock the
some
world.
Really interesting bands. Like through them in the Viper Room.
Hey.
Like that night they did the showcase with Dirty Machine and they had Dead. D.E.D. They're like really heavy.
Hey,
like
I've
hardcore.
Heard of them, but
those
I've never.
Dead, dude, they're awesome. Were they good?
Okay,
you gotta
I
check them
like,
out.
I
they were
check
at
them.
The Ozfest meets Knotfest.
Ah,
they played
okay.
the morning of Knotfest. They played in the one of the side things. Yeah, you gotta check them out. They're D.E.D.
And D.E.D. Yeah,
they
I've
have,
heard of
they're
them.
They're glazed. Their eyes. They wear these contacts. Makes their eyes like milked over, like they're dead. Ah. It's really awesome.
Yeah, they were jamming.
No, but they
said they were jamming.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. But then you see a band like $11 Bills thrown in the mix in between these really heavy metal bands, and they're like more bluesy rock.
Oh, got you.
Like more top soulful 40, bluesy rock.
Okay.
They're wonderful, but like thrown
just
in between.
Just not for that bill.
Yes, yeah,
uh-huh.
like, this doesn't make any sense.
You know, I've heard that there have been a lot of people, honestly, whose careers have suffered simply because of the wrong type of management that put them on a bill where they don't really fit.
Right. Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? And then they kind of fizzle away.
Right.
So I encourage like anyone just to make sure that you do like a little bit of your homework when you are on a show with someone and then you don't feel like you don't fit. You tell your people, hey, dude, I don't think I fit with all of this. Like, you know what I mean? Because why should you sacrifice your hard work and your love for what you do for them to put you on a bill where you're not going to be appreciated?
That's why we want to do bills where they're all straight up the same genres put together in one night. So we're looking to do more of that kind of a thing. I want to play one of your songs. I was thinking about that Pocket Full of Nails.
Pocket Full of Nails? Let's kick it.
So I want to do Sonya Harley, Pocket Full of Nails. Jenny's Real Talk on the Block.
About yourself,
like me. What can you say to me if you've never sacrificed? You can make them believe, but you're gonna have to pay the price. Don't ask me to forgive you. Who am I to make the rules? The devil whispering in your ear. We all have a right to choose. You wanna be like Jesus, but you only think about yourself. Just like me.
She's coming for you. Oh, that was awesome. Pocket full of nails.
Ow! Powerful.
That was freaking awesome.
Thank you. Yeah.
That was great. That was like...
You're gonna bleed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You just made my black husband headbang. Okay, that was awesome. I like it.
I love it.
I like the fact that he likes heavy metal and he goes with
I
me to sure shows.
See,
that's great.
That.
No, but that's the great thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I hate that when they try to stereotype and say that all black people just listen to rap and hip hop and, you know.
I think that's why it was
soul,
so
R&B, there's heavy metal, there's all kinds of things. Please.
That's what Bria and I were talking about, actually, because
yes.
She was on Motorboat,
yes.
Right? And so I met her prior to going. She's like, oh my God, are you freaking really gonna, are you playing Motorboat? Like, seriously, I guess. She's like, oh my God, yes. She's like, yes, finally, you know? Because
right.
It's like, Lemmy's like, yeah, you know, I want the world to see who you are. And he gave me that platform,
yeah.
Me and Todd. And we had a really good time. Like, people, they don't know what to expect.
Right.
You
Which
know
is
what
cool.
I mean? They don't know what to expect. But at the Ride for Ronnie, this guy came over to me and he was like, you know, I saw your picture. He's like, and I was like, okay, well, he's like, I came just to see you.
Nice.
And I was like, oh, okay. And he goes, and I just want you to know something. I'm like, what? He goes, it only took a little while for me to get those horns up. And I was like, hell yeah. He's like, you fucking rock it. I'm like, thank you. So he took a picture with me. We took pictures. And it was really fun, you know. But he was like, I didn't expect it. Like, he said he didn't know what to really expect. He
yeah.
goes, but now that I look at you, it all makes sense.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, why, thank you.
Black people can rock.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Well, Jesus, hello, Jimi Hendrix.
Oh, my. I know.
You know what I mean?
We know this.
Yes, we know this. This is my point. Why don't more people, like, pay the fuck attention?
Oh. I know.
The drummer for fucking Dirty Machine is a black dude. His name is Mike Weekly. Check him out.
What's
Nightmare.
Well, see,
Nightmare.
A lot of black
people
want to feel. They want to feel. They, I guess, they feel out of place.
Yeah.
If they actually like it, you know, they don't really want to.
Which
listen
is
to
stupid
it.
Because come on,
that stuff. But they don't have take time to listen to it.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
Well, I mean, anything could be devil music if you
exactly.
if your soul, your heart's in the wrong place.
There's heavy metal Christian music, so I don't want to hear it.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah. There's everything.
Come on,
Petra,
heavy metal Christian music. They're talking about God and the love of God and they're praying and hello, come on
there
now.
We are on
oh, that's awesome. That's what I'm talking about. That's what, you know what I mean? Oh, the lead singer of Seven Dust. Come on now.
Yeah.
Dude, come
he's
on.
So good.
That's what I'm talking about. That man can wail. So that's what I'm saying. We need more.
And I mean, come on.
We need more women in the rock
Willie
industry.
Come on, let's shout out some legends. Willie Bass.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Angelo from
yes.
Living Color. Oh, no, from Fishbone.
Fishbone. Fishbone, okay. Yeah.
Angelo.
And then In Living Color. There's a yeah. bunch of bands. That's what yeah. I'm saying. They need more of that. And they need more chicks in the rock industry.
There's been a super huge, like, freaking gap, I guess, from there to now. Yeah. And I didn't realize that. So when Lemmy had said to me, I said, wow, Lemmy, you're like the first. And he goes, well, you're the first. And I'm like, no, just like, yeah, you are. He goes, you're the first black chick, female chick, front person that's ever played an all-male tour with me on the Motorboat. And I'm like, wow. He goes, so you made history, don't you realize that?
No, just in general, you're like the only black rock chick front woman. Hello, come on. Do you really see any others?
No.
Come on.
I guess not.
No.
Do any of you guys remember a black metal band from the 70s called Death?
Yes.
Oh, I never, I heard about them, but...
That was a while ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I never heard of them. I should look them up.
Yeah. There's a lot of great bands from back in the day. I want to play another song. What's a good one? Which one are we doing?
You know what? Check this out. So, let's get a little fun. I'm thinking, you know, you're a girl, you're a woman. You know how you can tell when guys are like... up to no good. They're trying to get your number and everybody else's number.
One of the players, I
call them, they're like coyotes. You know how coyotes walk sideways down the
street? Oh, yes. They totally do.
Yeah, let's rock it out with Coyote Sideways.
We're going to do some Coyote Sideways on Jenny's Real Talk on the Block.
All right.
LA Talk Radio Channel 1 and iHeartRadio.
Woo! All sideways and shit.
As, I'm such an asshole.
Not
anyway. all right. Well, we're going to hear from some of our peeps. Check this out.
Metal Babe Mayhem is more than just an online store. It's a destination. MetalBabeMayhem.com carries over 150 rock and roll products, including clothing, jewelry, and accessories. Metal Babe Mayhem also offers Shrine clothing and Alchemy Gothic jewelry. In addition, Metal Babe Mayhem founder Allison Metal Babe Cohen is a rock and roll journalist who supports local and national artists with her rockin' reviews, interviews, playlists, networking, and more. Metal Babe Mayhem is taking over the world, one shirt at a time.
This is the rock band Foe, and you're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block.
LA Talk Radio.
Chanel Juan.
On iHeartRadio.
Hey, what's up, guys? This is Evernow, and you're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block on LA Talk Radio Channel 1.
As
This is Hurting the Heartbeat, and you're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block on LA Talk Radio, Channel 1 and iHeartRadio.
What's up, y'all? This is Mac Matt. I'm up in here getting in with Jenny from the block on that LA Radio Talk Station. Tune in, man. One love.
Hey, this is Slam on Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, LA Talk Radio on Channel 1.
And iHeartRadio.
Yep, yep. Party hard.
Don't do drugs.
Hey, this is Maxwell Carlisle from Society One, and you're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block on LA Talk Radio Channel 1 and iHeartRadio.
It's your boy, Yellow Boy the Duke, a.k.a. the motherfucking Loke. If you didn't know, we on Jenny's Real Talk on the Block. / iHeartRadio / LA Talk Radio, you hear me?
This is Killset, and you're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block on LA Talk Radio Channel 1 and iHeartRadio.
Yeah! God. There, you heard from some of our past guests talking about being on this show. We love our artists that come on every week.
Yes, we do.
And we love the fact that we have Sonya Harley in the studio with us today.
You sound sexy.
Yeah. You sound awesome. You. The music Yay. Is really good.
Yes.
We have time for one more song. I wish we need a longer broadcast. We're going to bring you back. That's just
Yay.
What's going to happen. Yes. We're just going to bring you back. We have so much more stuff to talk about that we didn't get to cover today. So we're going to have a... You know, and we're trying to do a longer show anyway. Which one do you want to play?
What do we want? You know what? I have a song that's available right now on CD Baby.
Okay.
It's called, interestingly enough, Cards. Because you are in charge of the cards that are dealt in your life. If something comes your way and you don't like it, you know what I mean? Then you just chill, relax, right. Just... take your time. You don't have to act fast. No one is pushing you. It's your life.
Right, that's
you
true.
You live it the way that you want to live it, right?
That's true. Good.
So you're in charge of the cards that you're dealt. This song right here is called Cards. This is with Emmanuel Aguirre and Chris Collier, who
it's
actually just...
is not in my cards, right?
Not in my card, but it's
right,
called
right.
Cards.
It's
yeah,
called Cards.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah,
yeah. Okay.
With Chris Collier, who actually mixed Korn's album.
Ooh, yes, yes, I know that name.
Yeah, so...
Well, this is Cards by Sonya Harley.
Ow!
Jenny's Real Talk on the Block.
I swallow my pride and I
That's
what I'm talking about. I got this filter on my phone. I downloaded this new camera on the phone because I didn't like the other camera, just sucked. Yeah. I was like, this is not working for me. It didn't have enough of a zoom in. It didn't have like all these, and this one has like all these effects.
So
I'm gonna send you that one. That's like comic booky looking.
It's really cool. They have some superhero just slid in place.
I was taking all these pictures of him the other day, like crazy stuff.
Do you see?
Yes.
Yeah. I love Spider-Man. Look at that.
We love superheroes. We love comic books. We love comic book movies.
The Dark Knight.
We like all that stuff.
I want to be a superhero in a sense of.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
I do have a superhero. I'll tell you about it next time.
That would be great. Yes, we're going to bring you back.
I have a superhero too.
You should be a superhero, baby.
No, you know I'm my superhero.
I know. Let's not go into that right now. Anyway, he's a crazy one. Yeah. Yes, you're... No, don't do that. We're definitely... You're definitely going to be coming back, yes.
Yay. Awesome.
How about... is March work? We'll talk about it.
Yeah, let's do it in March.
Yeah, let's talk about
it. You guys
can
catch my Audi commercial that's out right now. I do jingles.
You got an Audi
commercial. I had a Ross commercial that was playing and Boom Chicka Pop and also Lay's Potato Chips. So I do some jingles and stuff like
this
that.
This is awesome.
And I got song.
Why have we not heard of you before?
I know.
We needed
I've been
to
so
know
low
you.
Key. I know.
No, no
now
low key
time.
For you, woman. No now low key time. For you.
Right.
You need to shine.
That's right.
Thank you.
You need to shine in a big way.
Yes.
And we need to promote the hell out of you.
Okay.
Everybody
awesome.
Needs to know your
so,
name.
So, yes.
Thank you.
Well, thank you so much for being on the show this week.
You're welcome.
Sonia Harley.
Yeah.
And
hey, you guys,
Frankie.
Don't forget Vampire Lounge tonight.
Oh, yes. Oh. Vampire Lounge tonight. And where's that located again? Just let everybody
Vampire
know.
Vampire Lounge is where? In Beverly Hills?
That's
all I know. I got the thing, and I'm like, yes, I'll be there.
Maybe. I've heard of it. We can Google. Google. Okay. Everything is on Google now, including Jenny's Real Talk on the Block. We're on Google Play. Anyway, sorry. What?
Yes, we
Jenny's
are.
Real Talk
I had to promote that shit. We're on everything. We just got syndicated on all Amazon Alexa devices, too.
Heck yeah.
I was like, fuck yeah.
Hell yeah.
And I was excited when we got iHeartRadio, though.
Yeah. Woo!
I went for that one, yes.
Can you whistle like this?
No.
I try to teach people. It's really easy, but I will show you.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I like that. I like how she does that. So anyway, thank you so much for being on the show, guys.
You're welcome. Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
No problem. And we will have you guys back on here because we had a blast.
Yeah, you
thank
guys.
You.
You'd be fun to hang out with.
Yay.
So we should go. We're going to hang out with you guys tonight at the Vampire Lounge. We'll do some media coverage of all your stuff, your meet and greet and all that. And go check it out, Vampire Lounge tonight, Beverly Hills.
Yes.
She's Harley official on Instagram.
Yes.
And Facebook is at Sonia Harley Fans. And just Sonia _Harley for Instagram. And thanks for Jeroni the Real being here, my boyfriend.
Yes.
All right.
Thank you.
Dr. Frankie, she's got a book
Dr.
coming
Frankie.
Out pretty soon, too. So.
Thank you.
Oh, well, we're going to have you on about your book. See, these are future things. We have authors on our show, too. So.
Yes, we do.
Awesome.
We like that. We like that very much.
Oh, we got a show on the 3rd. Jeroni the Real will be performing on the 3rd in Corona at the roller derby thingy.
Oh, okay.
So you guys come on out and check that out.
That was Corona. I used to live there. Anyway, that's a ways away, but you know.
It is far, right?
Yeah, it's a little bit. So we will have Cynthia Hammer from Hammer Away radio show on next week, December 6th. She'll be on next week's show.
She's got an amazing book.
Yes, we're going to be checking all that out next week. Yes. So it's fun times. So go to the Vampire Lounge tonight in Beverly Hills. Check out Sonia Harley, and she'll be doing a meet and greet and all kinds of fun things.
Yes.
So check it out. We'll be here next week. Come check out Jenny's Real Talk of the Block every Wednesday, 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on LA Talk Radio Channel 1, iHeartRadio, iTunes, and a bunch of other things. Peace out.
We'll see
you
bye-bye
next week.
See you later. Gotta go.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.